You gave an update on the direct support organization, which CRDF is. You all, back in the spring, were having some issues with the University of Florida, but it sounds like that has been cleared up.
It has been cleared up. I'm very pleased about that. I'm also very grateful to the university for working with us to resolve these concerns. We had been told a number of months ago that all of our research money was going to have to be spent with the university, and notwithstanding that the University of Florida has the finest stable of university agricultural researchers of any institution in the country, there are occasionally good ideas that come from other people, and we needed the flexibility to do that. The university recognized that, and they have withdrawn their objection, and they are supportive of us going wherever we must to find solutions for Florida citrus growers.
And I think the other issue you all had a problem with, they wanted to approve all the projects, and you've worked that out.
We did. We never objected to additional oversight, but our process for selecting a research project is very, very onerous. We have scientific experts from all across the country that review the proposals. We have committee members that spend hours and hours on these research proposals, and then the board spends hours on them as well. So we felt like the process gave us the best opportunity to make funding decisions. What the university said was they never really intended to have veto authority over the science. What they wanted to make sure of was that everything was covered from the standpoint of form and accounting standards and that sort of thing, and we had no objection to that, so that's been resolved. The good news is we've documented all of these agreements into a memorandum of understanding, so hopefully from this point forward we won't have this argument again.
Looks like it's cleared up, like you said, from this point forward, as far as you can see.
That's my goal. We receive a tremendous amount of benefits from being associated with the university. We have our office space provided, all kinds of technical support. We didn't want the relationship to end, but we did need to be able to go wherever we must to find answers to these questions. That was the deal we made with citrus growers in 2009. And the university recognized that, so I'm glad that all of this is behind us.
I know most Florida growers depend on the university, like the university. I'm sure you heard from a lot of them that they are glad that this has worked out, right?
I think so. You know, the land-grant university model has been one of the country's great success stories. When you think of the advancements that have been made in agricultural research, most of those advancements began at public land-grant universities. That's what the University of Florida is. It is our state's primary land-grant institution, so it didn't make sense for us to be sideways with the university over this. And so, you know, we recognized that we had legitimate interests that we had to resolve, but we were certainly willing to work with the university, and the university was willing to work with us, too. So I'm glad this is behind us.
What other major issues do you feel are facing the CRDF now that were discussed today or are in progress?
Well, we've just shared with Michael Sparks, who is the head of Florida Citrus Mutual, our legislative funding request. We are not allowed to lobby, so Florida Citrus Mutual does that for us. So I shared with Michael a couple of days ago what our legislative appropriation request is for this next session. You know, the legislature is starting early this next year. Our fiscal year begins on July the 1st and ends June the 30th. So we're well into this fiscal year, but the legislature will be meeting again right after the beginning of the next year for us to begin working on our legislative request and the new budget for CRDF and all the other entities that receive state funding. So it's time for us to begin making those rounds, and we intend to do that.
What kind of funding are you seeking?
We are seeking, in round terms, $8.4 million. That allows us to maintain our momentum. It also allows us to pay the second and, in some cases, third year of research proposals that we've already contracted for. We have 44 ongoing projects, and most of the time, a research project is a 2 or 3 year project. So you have to have this money coming in every year, or you can't cover your out year debt. And we've always appropriated based on the come. That's just the way it's always been done. So this legislative request would allow us to continue to satisfy the debt service on existing projects and give us some money for new projects.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.